primary summer is here. Any question? Everybody knows where we are. Do you? Where are we?
Okay, I was trying to go back to Kinkara.
I'm at the end of book three. The last discussion. What is it all about? Going back. You were out. Why? There were some explanations, some excuses. There are some doubts about you. What is that doubt? Why did you leave Bukhara? Do you remember? Suspicion. What is that suspicion which brought you here? And where are you going back to? What are we talking about? We believe that you were doing okay up to a day that you collected all your potentialities and specialities and started to discover the existence. Do you remember that? We talked about it right at the beginning. I said, you are the king, and you were okay. One day, you started to go and see what's happening, and you found this handmaiden. You fell in love with it. Then you left the universe of innocence, right? You started to grow up logically. You started to develop your brain and a simple way of understanding, which is cause and effect. Do you remember? So you learned cause and effect, used it, and you were doing fine up to a moment that suddenly everything collapsed. When was that? The moment that something happened with no cause. Suddenly something was there. Why? What happened that suddenly you became someone else? And your imagination, you thought you understand what love is. Is love understandable? Is love provable? Is love logical? No. That's how we started book one, first paragraph. Remember? So here we are talking about the exception, not the rule. Your suspicion is following the rule. You suspected that everything could be logically explained and everything is attainable if you have enough force or money to buy it. It doesn't work with love. That's how we started, right? Here, we are talking about enrichment because we talked about that problem and the solution which was coming out of yourself. Letting go of me and becoming a part of we. Are you a part of we? No, you're not. You're part of a lot of us. And there's always them. We're talking about we. We are all in it. This is humanity. Everybody is in it. We. For that we learn in book two, all you should do. The things that you should learn and understand. Do you remember them? You should. It was very simple. It started with a long paragraph. Then he said, your eyebrow looks like the moon in the sky to you, and you are playing with this serpent of intelligence. Let go of this. Understand that what we are talking about is not knowledge, it's wisdom. The difference? Knowledge is relative. You accumulate knowledge and it will never end. Wisdom is not like that. This is like opening your eyes, seeing what it is. What should you see? You should understand yourself. Who are you? You believe you're you. You're not you. You are the product, outcome of all the environment that you're living in. Whatever you know, you learn. How did you learn it? From your environment, the closest people around you. This is how you learn. So you are out of that innocence and that exceptional stuff in human being, which is a very special kind of kindness. You lost it. You choose some people and you eliminated a group of people and all that. Here we're talking about going back to that universe of innocence, kindness. Be simply a part of this system we talked about, right? Why are we talking secretly and a lot about this going back? Do you remember where we started to talk about going back? Please. How many times I repeated it? Beginning of book two, the word Boz, which was open again and returning. We talked about it right at the first paragraph, was it? We are talking about going back because we are lost in our illusions. Illusion of me being the center of the universe. That's what the ego is. And we are lost in that. We talk about the return because return is not just deciding. It needs more. The decision of return should be the top priority. You should even really be ready to die for it. Then it could happen. What do we mean with dying for something? What is dying? Do you remember? We talked about dying years. And he said, death? Oh, let me explain the death to you. Your animal will die like the other animals. And when your animal dies, that's it. That's the end of the story of that animal. But we are human beings. We are not animals. We have more than that. What is more than that? We have something in our heart that the animals, they don't even understand. Beauty. Do you remember we talked about it? Why do you enjoy the music? that quality in us? Does it die one day? Mozart was hearing something which he cannot explain how, and nobody could learn to do that. There is no cause for that. We call it inspiration. Then he made a music. Did that music die when he died? Or is it still here and it's for we? That's what the music is. That's what we are going back to. Dying from our animal intensity. Because I have meaning. And my meaning is not in this physical body, is it? What is the meaning of me being teacher? It's out here, it's not in this. My meaning would not die with me, does it? If it does, what are we doing? We are listening to a guy who is dead for 800 years, but he is alive. He knew it. He told us about it. That's what we are. So we have to be ready to die from this ego. And it's not only my ego. One of my big problems, my biggest is my ego. What is the second problem? Your ego is the problem. Because when I want to go back, what do you do? Huh, logically you try to advise me not to do it. This is how the story started. The guy wants to go back to Bukhara, and everybody will try to say, are you silly? You may be killed. It's dangerous. Everything is okay. This is the advice that normally we get. We are in that story. The last thing we're talking about was the advice of the surrounding people and the guy who were trained. Listen, for lovers, there is a dying at every moment. Verily, the dying of lovers is not of one sort. We want to talk about that today. Okay, who's the Gita party today? Peter.
How that loving servant turned his face towards Mukhara. With throbbing heart, the lover, who shed tears mingled with blood, set out for Mukhara in hot haste. The sands of Amun seemed to him like silk. The river Oxus seemed to him like a pond. To him, that wilderness was like a rose garden. He was falling on his back from laughter.
Why? What is all this about? It's explaining a very special stuff here. You remember that we talked about the difficulties of this time. And here, in last paragraphs, Rumi talked about it. The other people were talking about it, that you're going by the path, it's long, it's awful, and blah, 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 all that. Here Rumi will start that. Okay, no, listen. Right at the moment that he turns around, that difficult path, or that pavement looks like the best delicate pavement. Why?